Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back to RiskFeesTaxes.com. We're Imran Rasby, and this is Daniel Rasby.
Hello.
On Higher Ground Financial Group. We're here to just talk to you a little bit about what's happening, the tax stuff. There's a lot of things happening in Congress, and now they say we have a permanent fix. Is that...
Well, nothing's ever really permanent in Washington, but we did that. We did have this one big, beautiful bill that just passed.
Or somebody else called it the ugly small bill.
Yeah, that's true. If you like it, it's the big, beautiful bill. If you don't like it, it's the ugly small bill.
But really, it's the reconciliation bill, and they can not really pass new laws so much. It all has to be fine.
It's still a law.
Okay.
It's definitely a law. It is totally passed by Congress and by the Senate and signed by the president.
But it couldn't do all
that way. In that way, it is definitely a law that is on the books, but they did not need 60 votes in the Senate because it was budget related. Mm-hmm. So anything budget related, up to one or sometimes two bills per year, then they can do that with 51 votes. The only reason they need 60 votes is because somebody decided one time that they do. The Constitution doesn't say that. So even that, they could use 51 votes to remove that rule later. But anyway.
So as the dust settles, what did we get out of this big, beautiful bill?
So the current brackets, the tax brackets are remaining the same. That's the biggest win for most of you.
Woohoo. That's awesome.
Yeah. We were scheduled to have a huge tax increase. In fact, for some people, it would have been a 30% tax increase at the end of the year in 2025.
So people were scrambling, trying to get the Roth conversions in, trying to get all the stuff together.
Exactly. So now you have at least a few more years of breathing room, because when the Trump administration says this is permanent, at least we can expect that they don't intend to raise taxes during the administration. So at least another few years, we'll probably have the same tax laws, maybe longer. But
they're really, it's only permanent until the next person gets elected and decides we need more money.
Exactly. So at least we have 3 years or so of these tax laws. And so you have a little bit more room to do Roth conversions. And coupled with the brackets remaining the same, there are actually some things that are getting better. So there's this senior deduction that's $3,200 if you're over 65, if you're married, so $1,600 per person. That's still here, but the standard deduction went up. So at the beginning of the year, they said it was going to be $30,000 for a married couple. Now it's $31,500. So it's actually higher, quite a bit higher this year. And now we have a new bonus deduction. So if you're over 65, not only do you get the normal $1,600 to $2,000, depending if you're single or married, you also get $6,000 just for being over 65 on top of everything else, whether or not you itemize. And this is a really big new provision in the tax bill. It does have limitations on how much income you can make, but they're relatively good limitations. $150,000 for a married couple is not bad, but $6,000 per person. So if you think about that, a married couple that's over 65, you could have a deduction of $46,700.
Wow.
As your standard deduction. Without itemizing.
And even more than that, because now they brought back in the charitable deduction up to $1,000.
That's right. So previously, you could only deduct the things you gave to charity if you were itemizing. And most people don't give more than $30,000 to charity every year as a married couple. So if you give less, then you can't itemize. Now you have a new rule that you can deduct at least $1,000 per person for charity, even if you're taking the standard deduction. So if you're a couple that gives $2,000 to charity, now you're at $48,000 of a standard deduction, basically, that you can do.
And that's important for a couple of reasons. One, you're going to pay a lower tax rate, there's a lower tax bracket. But also, if you don't have a lot of other income and you could take that down, you may not have to pay capital gains tax, because anything under $96,000 capital gains wise is zero.
Exactly. So you have a lot more room now in these brackets. And then there's a couple other things that it changed or increased. The estate tax threshold was around $14 million at the beginning of the year. Now it's $15 million. So that was increased. And it's also going to keep increasing for inflation as well. Okay. So a lot of you that were worried that it was going to drop in half at the end of the year, that is not happening currently. So at least for a few years, the estate tax limits are good. Keep in mind, though, if you were planning on moving things to irrevocable trust or those types of accounts, it still may be a good idea to do some of that, because we don't expect that the $15 million will be permanent, even though there's no expiry date in the current law. That doesn't mean it's permanent. Tax laws change really, really often.
Yeah.
The other,
and for most of my life, I mean, the estate tax limit was like $1 million or less. So this is a great time to really do some estate planning, because you never know if they decide to change that again in a few years, because they say this is for the rich, right? You have $15 million or $30 million. And so that may change in the future. So this is a good window opportunity to do some estate planning and maybe get some of this stuff out of your estate before they change it.
Exactly. Now, there's another big provision that was talked about a lot, and there was a lot of arguments about how much it should be, which was the salt deduction. And I know you need a lot of pepper and salt on your food, but this is different. Salt deduction is different than the flavor of salt. Salt stands for state and local tax, salt. Yep.
And there was a big hubbub last time Trump's tax plan passed, because only $10,000 limit. That was it.
So what does that really mean? Well, if you want to know what it means, you talk. Go ahead and talk to us. Go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com. Schedule a free call, and we'll be happy to go through all the provisions that affect you specifically, even some of the ones we're not talking about here on this program that could really impact you and minimize your taxes for the future. But going back to the salt deduction, the history behind that, it used to be unlimited. So 10 plus years ago, whatever you paid to the state tax, you could deduct that from your federal tax bill.
So really for rich people that had multiple houses or things, the property tax, the estate tax.
And there were some people that in states that had a lower tax that were complaining. They said, we're subsidizing the states with higher tax because you deduct it from that, and then you don't have to pay as much federal tax, but we still have to pay all the federal tax. So that was the argument. And so the original Trump tax plan reduced it to $10,000. That was the most you could deduct, even as a married couple, only $10,000 for state and local tax. And then that was going to expire. But now we're going to go back, and it's $40,000. So the new tax bill has it set to $40,000 is the limit. So it's not unlimited, but at least it's four times as high as it used to be. So people, especially people that have multiple houses or people that live in higher tax states, are going to have a big benefit from this. And so,
is it $40,000 per person?
No, it's $40,000. Well, it is $40,000 if you're single, but it's also $40,000 total if you're married. So it doesn't double if you're married. Most things double if you're married, but this one does not. So, but still, $40,000, if you have, you know, two or three houses in California or Maryland or New York, you're probably paying more than $40,000 just in property tax, let alone the state income tax. So you can certainly deduct the $40,000, you can deduct the charity, and you can deduct your mortgage interest up to $750,000. So your itemized deductions could be quite a bit higher even than those.
So the salt deduction is only if you itemize, though.
Salt deduction is only if you itemize, but you could still get the bonus $6,000 per person standard deduction, even if you itemize. So there's a lot of loopholes to
find out. So because salt deduction is so high now, if you really do have very expensive property or multiple properties, then it really makes sense to itemize where before it might not have. And then there's another thing they brought back, something to do with the PMI, right?
Yes, PMI, private mortgage insurance. It's really cool because this used to be deductible a long time ago. And when the new laws passed before, they took away the deduction for mortgage interest. And mortgage interest is something you have to pay if you put down less than 20% on your house.
In charge, not interest.
Yeah, mortgage insurance. Yeah, you always pay interest. And nobody gets a house for free.
Right. But you always deduct your interest on your plan, but the insurance, which really kind of lousy because it doesn't really help you at all. It just helps the bank that if you're not able to pay your mortgage, the bank gets reimbursed for that.
And they can still foreclose on you.
They still get the house too.
PMI is not really a fun thing that you have to pay for, but at least now it's more palatable because you can deduct it, which is really cool. That helps make homes more affordable, especially for those that do not have large down payments. And you might be listening to the program thinking, well, I'm retiring. I'm close to retired. I got my house paid off. I don't really need this. Well, how does this affect me? Well, it affects you in two ways. One, it does make homes more affordable for younger people. So when you do want to sell, or when your children are there but we're trying to buy a house, it's easier for them. But or when you want to sell a house, there's more opportunity to get a better deal because people can now afford it to buy from you. But the other way it helps you is, and we talk about this on the program before, is it is a good idea to have a mortgage in retirement. In fact, the bigger the mortgage, the better it is for you in retirement.
That's like a heart attack thing. Most people don't want to have anything to do with the mortgage. They want everything paid off when they retire.
The most secure thing that you can have within your house is to owe money on it. It is.
That doesn't make any sense.
Now, I don't mean to owe money and not have the money to pay it, right? Being financially secure means you have the money that you could pay off the house, but you choose not to. And that's a much stronger position financially. And because now you have options, you have choices, you have control over your money. Once you put it into the house, you lose a lot of control because the only way to get it back out is to borrow or to sell. And if you have a big emergency, you might not be able to borrow. And if you want to sell, you may not get what you really wish you could for it because you have to sell right away.
Yeah.
So we do encourage our clients, especially even our retired clients, to have a big mortgage and put as little down as possible. Now, previously, our recommendation was at least put down 20% so you don't have to pay PMI. But with the new tax bill, you can deduct the PMI, which makes that a little bit easier as well. And you could free up more of your capital to be able to do other things. I don't mean just waste the other money. I mean to save it and invest it so that it's there for when you need it. And you know, when you go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, you can find out more of the math behind why we're telling you this. And you just, if you want to have more of a conversation on this one big beautiful bill that just passed, what are the provisions? How do they affect me? Just go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and I'll be happy to talk to you.
So one of the things that a lot of people really have a problem with mortgages is, look, if I'm buying a $500,000 house and I take a mortgage, I'm going to pay twice as much for my mortgage. So I'm going to end up paying $1 million for a $500,000 house, which, yeah, it's true. But you know what? If you put that on deposit and compound the interest, you'll actually have 3 to 4 times as much money as you paid in the mortgage. So amortization is actually works in your favor. And you should, you know, if you already had the house for 6 to 10 years, really, it does not make a lot of sense to refinance. Even if you're going to save a point or 2 points on the mortgage, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Most of the interest comes in the first 5 to 10 years. The last 20 years of that 30-year mortgage have very little interest, mostly principal.
Things affect different equals differently. This math is the same, but it depends on what stage in life you're in, whether you're retiring, whether you're growing, whether you have children, whether you want to leave legacy. All those things can mean a different thing or a different way to plan. And so one of the things that we really, really try to do is help people understand what's important to them and what impacts their life and their future. So it's really important to make an appointment. It's free. It's riskfeestaxes.com. Just go over there, make an appointment, 15 minutes. You'll find out whether you're going to utilize us, and we'll find out whether we can help you. And then we'll show you what we can do.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated, pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.